Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're like most people, right about now, you've been asking yourself, do you need to know your COVID-19 status? If you need to know, pick up a quick view at home over-the-counter COVID-19 test. It's going to give you rapid results in just 10 minutes. And here's the important part. It detects Omicron and other variants of COVID-19. So whether you've been exposed, you have symptoms, you just need to check and then take a test that's faster than the rest, available online or over-the-counter at your local retailers. QuickView at home, over-the-counter COVID-19 test. Take 10 minutes, take charge. Visit QuickView, that's quick, V-U-E, athome.com for FDA emergency use authorization only. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with an amazing race exit interview for just the second time here in this amazing race season, as we had another team eliminated from the race. And then just in case you are not ready for the spoilers, I'll give you another second to turn off the podcast, but it's going to be Akbar and Sherry here today to talk about what went wrong for them on this leg of the amazing race as the amazing race traveled to Corsica. I had done an exit interview with Michael and Mo 2 weeks ago. The exit interviews this season, I believe, should all be on video as well. But this week, because of Akbar and Sherry, they have a very busy schedule with the Lights On program. And so we are having to record this exit interview a little bit later in the day than we typically record the Amazing Race exit interviews. Jess wasn't able to be with me here on the exit interview as she normally is because of the change in the time schedule. And then there is no video for this Amazing Race interview. So you're listening to the one and only place to hear Akbar and Sherry here on the Amazing Race exit interview here coming up in just a moment. When you get done with this, also, I hope that you have the chance to check out our Amazing Race recap of this episode with Jessica Leese and Mike Bloom. That should be hitting the podcast feed later on Thursday night, plus all of our coverage of Celebrity Big Brother, which also kicked off on Wednesday night, and much more, all on robhasawebsite.com. I see that we have Sherry and Akbar on the line. Let's go ahead and patch them in. Hey, Akbar and Sherry, this is Rob Cesternino. How are you?
We're fine. How are you?
Yeah, doing very good. Nice to chat with you. Fun to get to watch you both play on the Amazing Race in this very unique season of the race. What was it like for the two of you to have this long break and then to come back and resume the race after 19 months?
Well, for both of us, you know, as educators, we never got any time off. So you got to figure we had this halt to race right around. It was February, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. And then we went to a shutdown. So it was literally was us finding out about the digital divide. Like, we knew, like, it was out there. But then, you know, that the kids that we service don't have access to, whether it's Wi-Fi or whether the laptops, my district, we took care of that. So we was dealing with a lot. So it literally, we couldn't even think about the race. One, we know we were safe, but we had to make sure the learning loss wasn't as severe as it was projected. So we said that, you know, some other folks, they were maybe able to go and do this and do that. We literally, when I say we took on this monumental task, and I'm not knocking anyone else's because I think the healthcare sure. system did an admirable job as well. But educators, we was on a spotlight. It's people now that always question what we do every day was seeing that it wasn't no joke, but we was experiencing that firsthand. So it really took a toll on us. It wasn't allow us to probably be in the best shape. And one thing I can say about before we left, Bob, is that we knew when we were going. We never knew for 19 months when we were going back. So for folks like us that's not like in the gym every day, yeah. still can be in the gym every day, but it's kind of hard. So when you got it, I think we maybe had 2 to 3 weeks to get in, you know, in shape. And I'm not knocking what we did. It just, you know, it took a more toll on us being educators. I'm sure if Coach and Connie came back, they would have been in the same predicament because they were educators as well.
No, it's a good point, and I just want to commend you both on the work that you do, because I think it's really impressive to do all of these programs that you do at the school at a time when so many of the schools are doing virtual learning for you to provide that service during this time for all of the kids that you work with. I think is really commendable. How did the kids react to seeing the two of you on The Amazing Race?
Some of the teachers at my school were actually showing the students the episodes of The Amazing Race. So I had a ton of my new students and old students that I've taught coming up to me in the hallways telling me, oh, we saw you on TV. We're so proud of you. And, you know, to hear students say that they were proud of me, it was just, it was really special.
And for me, well, I did it as a learning lesson. So we did cross-curricular projects. So my kids in the English class, they wrote about the things that they saw, the math. We talked about, you know, miles and currency and, you know, art, whether it was dance. So we used it to get extra points. Because you know, when Omicron hit, we kind of had it got shut down for 2 weeks. So it allowed them to do something that was fun, but also get some extra credit. So we used it as a learning experience as well.
So on the show last night, we saw, Akbar, you struggled with the roadblock. We had seen earlier in the season that there were different tasks that Shari had struggled with along the way. In any way, did it bring you two closer that you then both had like the shared experience of having these different challenges that were a struggle for you, and that you were able to maybe talk about how that was something that was now something you had in common?
Definitely, because I think that when I was struggling on the mountain that he couldn't wrap his head around it, or because he kept saying, you have to go faster, you have to go faster. And it's like, okay, I'm going as fast as I can without, you know, and my fear of heights was sort of a hindrance as well. But I think that once he had to complete a roadblock that was like similar in physicality, that now he could understand that is not as easy, you know, as I thought it would be. So he got a chance to see that, you know, you may want your body to do this, but your body's going to do what it can. And we got a chance to talk about that. So it was, you know, it was good hearing him say that, you know, I did the best that I could. And I believe that he did the best that he could, because
sure,
I had, you know, I had already done
You've been
it.
There.
Whereas when I was on the mountain, I don't really think he thought that I did the best that I could. But yeah, so he was able to get firsthand, you know, of how those physical roadblocks feel.
Yeah.
So me adding to it, I want you, Rob, and everyone, all your listeners, to know, it never, my tone was the only thing that was in question. It never was the message. I was saying, we got to fight for these kids. We got to do this. We can't let fatigue. So with Shari, I knew she was scared. It wasn't the physical part of it. I'm just like, 'cause I know she can compete with anybody. Like me and Shari, we play ball against two of my friends that are college athletes, and she leads us in scoring and she beats them.
Yeah,
like I never questioned her physical. I didn't want her to succumb to fear, and that's all it was. Like, I thought that she was letting fear. It was, I get it. She had this fair height, but one of our things we talked about was she knows she had to do the heights thing, but we didn't know if that was a height thing. We didn't know it or not. But Shari, we wanted Shari to do the heights because she couldn't swim, and we knew my weight restrictions was going to play a part in it. So that was my only thing. I just wanted to clear that up. I never questioned how hard she was going as far as that. I just ain't want fear to be in there. You know what I mean? It was one of those things. But I definitely, the thing I take away from it is, one, I can dish it out the same way I get it, because Shari is like, she's been on me since we left. And I know it. And my mother,
yeah, I'm married
when I
too.
Came home,
yeah.
Rob. Yeah. My mother, when I came home, she said, I'm glad y'all got out because of you. And he said, it wasn't because of Shari. Because you would have never let her live it down. So I'm good with that, Rob. I'm good.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm good with that. And Harvey Dent said in The Dark Knight, it says, die a hero or live long enough to become the villain. So we live six legs and I'm the villain. I can live with that, man. I got to see Switzerland, France, and Scotland, and London. We won, Rob.
Yeah. Okay. I'd love to know, how close was it between you and Lulu and Lala, who checked in fifth?
Well, when we arrived at the canoes, or the, what are those boats called, Ock?
The kayaks?
It was rafts.
I don't know the name of them.
Not important.
It was kayaks. We've been in kayaks before, but whatever. The floating thing.
Yeah. So Lulu and Lala were actually still there. So we were like, okay, if we get this done really quickly, maybe we can catch them, you know. But we soon saw that when we got to the water, they were rounding the curve, so we couldn't even see them anymore.
Yeah, they were 45 minutes ahead of the drop.
And then we didn't know how to row anyway, so that made it worse.
Yeah.
So the little bit of hope that we did have, it sort of just like dwindled. But they were in sight. We did see them, so we were hoping to catch them. It just didn't work out that way.
Can I ask real quick, just going back to last week, where we saw that, okay, let Sherry cook in this challenge. That's the key to victory for you guys. Why not take the sausage casing challenge instead of the bartender racing last week?
Oh, my goodness.
So we get to Laguna Beach, and I see 10 and 10. I'm like, oh. We back into the front of this thing, right? Because we know they always at the front.
Yeah.
We park the car. We go running. And in the race, people know they watch the race. The crowd, if it's a crowd around, they'll almost tell you where stuff at. So we saw a crowd like this hanging around this one spot waiting for somebody to come. It's a chestnut. We go to the chestnuts. And we keep looking around. We looked at them doggone chestnuts for about 5 to 10 minutes trying to find a clue. Right? And then we said, I don't think it's here. So then we start running. And guess who we see next? We see Ryan and Dusty. I said, oh, my God, the race gods have shown us what to do. And then Ryan and Dusty was like, it's over there. So it was like, you got the two winningest teams so far in the race, and we right with them. We're going to do what they do.
Right.
And again, Rob, me and Sherry said we were going to do all the physical challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But little did I know it was a stairway to hell. And Sherry was saying, let's go do the sausage, man. And I'm just like, we already know where the chestnut's at because he's over there for 15 minutes. And Ryan and Dusty just showed us where the bottles of wine.
Yeah.
It was like, it was me. It was me, Rob. I'm going to wear that one too. It was me while we
okay.
didn't stay with him.
Okay. I'm sure you two hear this all the time, but again, everything that you're doing sounds so amazing. Where can people that are listening to this podcast check out a little bit more to see about the work that you two are doing with the kids?
So Rob, they can go to my friendsofwestside.org. Westside High School is my school, so it's friendsofwestside.org. They can go to westsideav.com. My kids are having a hard time taking care of themselves, and they having to leave school early to go take care of their families. So we provided a website that sells our own products. Like, I have my own farm that I did with Ellen, and we got hot sauce. We got all these different things. So my kids get to make residual income from those things by you just going to Westside Ave and you clicking on a kid's testimonial, and they'll get money. So that way they can stay in school, Rob, and now I got kids graduating with college degrees or associate's degrees. So westsideav.com is where you can help a kid out. Friendsofwestside.org is where you can help a school out. But, that's it. That's how you get to us. And Sherry is right by my side, and anything we do, Lights On. And you can see all information about Lights On friendsofwestside.org as well.
Okay. Well, it was so nice to get the chance to talk to you both. And again, incredible work. Congratulations on everything that you have accomplished. And I think we need more programs like what you're doing in the world. So thank you both for that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Okay. Thanks for taking the time. I know you're super busy to talk today. So all the best to you both.
You too. Thanks, Rob.
All right, there you have it. Akbar and Sherry. I thought that they were lovely to talk to here today. So very nice chance to chat with them here on the Amazing Race Exit Interview. After this, hope you go and check out our recap of this week's Amazing Race. We actually recorded that earlier before did this exit interview a little bit later in the day today. But I just want to say that was a very fun edition of the Amazing Race recap for you. So make sure you check that out in the Rob is a Podcast main feed. So check that out today. And of course, be on the lookout for everything else we're doing and stay subscribed to Rob as a Podcast. RobIsAWebsite.com/subscribe. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
It's time to take your body care routine to the next level. Introducing Osea's bestseller body care set, the perfect companion for your summer travels. This four-piece kit transforms dry skin to silky, soft, and glowing. It features travel sizes of Osea's best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil and Body Butter, clinically proven to improve skin elasticity, along with their anti-aging body balm and Salts of the Earth body scrub. And to top it off, it's packed in a vegan leather bag, making it a must-have for all your summer adventures. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat yourself to glowing, healthy skin this summer with clean, vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Right now, you can get the Best Sellers body care set valued at $78 for 33% off. Use code SUMMER to save an additional 10%. That's an additional 10% off at oceamalibu.com code SUMMER.